The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink, because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 18 of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey, friends.
I am so excited because as we are filming this, I know this is going up a little bit like a couple weeks after we're filming it because I'm going on vacation, but it is November 1st, which means we can officially start celebrating Christmas.
Yes. I listened to Christmas music literally all morning. Like, Kyle was late to work because we were dancing to Christmas music.
I'm so jealous. Steven bans Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving and then is, like, all out.
I mean, I might ban Christmas decor until the day after Thanksgiving. Like, I think that, like, we won't put up a tree until then.
So that was my question. Are you a fan of, like, yeah, sure, we'll start getting in the spirit, but, like, we're keeping all the fall decor out, and then after Thanksgiving, you switch.
Well, and then also I think, I mean, Thanksgiving is a whole topic in itself of, like, the origins of Thanksgiving and all right. that. But the actual, like, getting together with family and cooking and, like, I don't know, being thankful for everything, I'm, like, really down with.
Yeah.
So I don't want to skip the holiday. Like, right. it's not my least favorite holiday. It's actually a holiday I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So I think that putting up Christmas decorations this early feels like skipping it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. And it is kind of a skip thing. When you, like, if you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving and they're, like, all Christmased out, you're like...
You're like, why are we here?
Yeah. Like, what's happening? Should this be a Christmas party instead? Which, like, don't get me wrong. I love a good Christmas party.
Yeah.
But, like...
But we need to let Thanksgiving have its moment.
Yeah.
Or even more than Thanksgiving, just fall in general. Because I feel like it's finally, at least, like, we're in Southern California, so it's just now getting to, like, we're in the mornings. We're like, ooh, it's actually cold.
I wore a sweater all day yesterday and didn't have the AC on.
That is an accomplishment.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's, like, the fall and winter thing is difficult because I love Christmas, so I'm apt to, like, get right into it. But just, like, December is actually barely winter.
Yeah.
And so then if, like, I feel like I get all hyped on winter in December, then, like, I hate January, February.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, winter is done. Like, I did all my winter activities in December.
I understand that.
Also, I feel like if it snowed here, it'd be different.
Also, what kind of Christmas tree person are you?
Oh,
well, are you, like, a fake tree, a real tree?
Here's the thing. I want to be a real tree person. Like, my family only ever got real trees. It was, like, a whole thing. Like, we'd go and pick out the tree. We'd always do, like, a 7-foot Douglas fir. That was, like, kind of our threshold. And then when Steven and I got our first apartment, I was like, we have to get a real tree. Like, even if it's just, like, a 3-foot tree. We were in college. We had, like, no money and no room for a tree.
Yeah.
Like, we have to do it. So I got, like, a dollar store tree base, and then we went and picked out a tree.
Yeah.
And then I wrapped presents and put them under the tree. This is, like, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Bruiser, who didn't understand that a tree being indoors does not mean that that is a pee spot, peed on all the presents.
Fun.
So I had to take apart all the presents. Mm. Some of them I had to throw out. A lot of them were, like, in boxes, so they were fine. And then, like, redo everything. And then after that, I was like, we just have to get a fake tree.
Yeah.
So we have, like, a good fake tree now, but I don't know. It's hard with dogs because they smell the tree and then they're like...
And they're like, ooh, urinating. Yeah. That's what my brain goes to.
So we have a fake tree, but mm-hmm. Steven and I always said when we have kids, then we'll get a real tree. Because then it's like a to-do of going and picking out the tree. But yeah. When it's just the two of us. Yeah. What about you?
So Kyle and I are having a debate this year. Mm. I don't know. I'll keep you posted. I'll keep the listeners updated. Because here's the thing. This is going to sound very silly to 99% of people listening. But, like, we're real tree people. Like, I love living plants or whatever. I think we've done a fake tree maybe 1 year that we've been together. But, like, we put it up and we're like, oh, this is not our thing. But I've always really wanted a white Christmas tree because, like, I'm such a fan of white. Like, it's literally the most basic thing, and I'm going to get dragged in the comments. But, like, realistically, this might be my first time ever saying this. White is my favorite color.
I know it is.
Like, I'm coming out to the world and letting everyone know white is my favorite color. And if that makes me a boring person, like, I'm a boring person. Because for the last couple of years, I've said, like, like terracotta, dusty rose, or like maybe like a mustard yellow.
That's like your secondary color. You want white to be the primary color, yes. And then like dusty rose and yellow to like kind of dust it up.
Yeah. So I'm coming forward, guys.
So do you think you're gonna get a white Christmas tree?
It would be like if, because you love like a not a pastel blue. How would you describe the shade of blue you like?
I like a gray blue.
So if there were a Christmas tree, well, that would look weird. But if it was like customary, like. A fifth of people have gray blue Christmas trees. I feel like, well, it would just look so weird. So I don't know if you'd consider it. But like everything in our house is very white.
I feel like the white Christmas tree would work for you because you guys are like very like you have all your decorations very aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. Our tree is like here's a paper ornament that I made in preschool when I was four, and we're gonna hang it on the tree. And every year we buy like. 2 new ornaments that like commemorate something from that year.
Yeah.
But we never think about like, okay, are
like
we
the
have
color palette.
Yeah, no. We don't like, have like a cohesive theme to our the theme is nostalgia.
Like I woke up this morning and I told Kyle, I was like, you know what my Christmas aesthetic is? And he was like, what's your Christmas aesthetic? And I was like, I'm gonna buy a shit ton of wooden beads. Like, I just want, like, no. I want, like, wooden bead strands everywhere. Because I feel like in the past I've done, like, white and gold. And yeah. That's, like, yeah. Just kind of everything in our house. But I feel like adding in some, like, wooden beads makes it a little more, like, nostalgic. Yeah. A little more bohemian.
It's a little bit more, like, going to, like, the cabin with grandma.
And I love, like, a nice craft brown wrapping paper.
Oh,
so I feel like craft brown wrapping paper with, like, lace ribbon and then, like, wood beads.
Yeah.
On, like, a white tree. Speaking my language.
So since we're talking about Christmas.
Everyone's tuned out. They're all.
They're like, it's too early for this. Okay. Because we've had this awkward run-in a few times.
Okay.
Where, like, we never talk in advance. Like, are we doing Christmas presents?
Yeah.
And every year I throw, like, a white elephant party.
Yes.
So then, like, sometimes we're like, okay, we just are in the white elephant exchange.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, like, one of us gets the other person something. And then, like, one time, like, you made little calendars of Poppy. And so, like, that was just, like, a small – you were like, I know we're not doing gifts, but, like, I got you this. And then I'm like, well – no, I need to – oh, I didn't know that we were doing presents, so I got you this.
It is always a weird thing because I feel like with pretty much everyone else in my life, I've established, like, whether we do presents or not. Like, I have a fuzz in my mouth. Like, even with, like, Jessica, like, we've established that, like, we do birthday presents, we do Christmas presents because both of us are, like, presenty people.
Right.
But you and I have never established birthdays or Christmas.
No, because, like, sometimes, like, we don't do gifts for each other. Yeah. And then sometimes, like, I feel like it's more if there's something that we think of for that person around the time. So it's, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's Skylar's birthday. Let me go buy something for her. Yeah. I would be like, oh, my gosh, Skylar would love this. And her birthday's coming up. Perfect. I'll get this for her.
Yeah.
So let's just establish it now.
You know what? I have an idea.
What?
Let's get each other presents, and then on a podcast, like, around Christmas, let's swap presents.
Okay.
Okay, let's do...
Can we set a gift, like a dollar limit?
Do you want to do, like, under $40?
Perfect.
Okay. Because I feel like that's, like...
It's good.
It still has room for creativity, but it's not, like, too big.
Okay. And then okay. we'll do a gift exchange cast. Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait. I'm glad that we established that. I know. Because it is always a hard thing. I feel like on my, like, list of who I need to get presents for, I'm always like, do we get one for Sierra and Steven? Well, and then 2 years ago, we did a calendar with our cats where we, like, dress them up each month, which
it
is, like,
so funny.
10 out of 10. And then last year, we did Poppy. And so this year, we aren't doing it, like... Spoiler alert for any family members or friends who are hoping for it. But this year, we aren't doing a cat or a hamster calendar. So there's not, like, a little present now for me to give, like, my aunts and uncles and, like, my friends that, like, don't really do presents or, you know.
Right.
So I feel like now I really have to sit down and establish.
You know what? I've done this for the past 3 years and I love it, is the Reddit Secret Santa gift exchange.
You do love
you
that.
Should, you and Kyle should do it this year. It's really fun.
But, like... What if they get me a bad present?
But it's only like $20.
Yeah.
So that's it's like true. It's not a big deal. Like
I also don't know how to use Reddit. You've been trying to teach me over the last like 2 years. I still just don't.
You just don't get
I
it.
I just don't know
you
how to use it.
You go on it sometimes though.
Sometimes. If there are like big me saying big moments in pop culture as like only referring to the RuPaul's Drag Race finale. Like if there's like something big happening and I know that like good memes are going to be on there, because sometimes Twitter memes are like you know the only thing I really use Reddit for when Game of Thrones was happening,
The live discussions.
They have really great discussions.
I honestly would say at least 40% of the time that I'm on Reddit is Survivor.
Yeah.
Like I just love the Survivor subreddit.
And so I feel like there aren't any shows on right now. Like, there's not a Westworld. There's not a Game of Thrones. There's nothing where there are, like, deep theories about it.
Right.
Like, the deepest thing we're watching right now is The Good Place. And, like, all the twists in that are, like, don't need to be discussed.
Right.
You know? But, yeah. Reddit gift exchange.
You should do it. Wait, okay. One more Christmas thing before we move on.
Okay.
Are we, like, do we do gifts for the spouses, too?
Ooh.
Like, is it a joint gift from Stephen and I to you and Kyle? Or is it, like, me giving you a gift and you giving me a gift? The boys would give each other gifts?
Why don't we give each other gifts?
Okay.
And then Stephen and Kyle can work it out.
They can figure it out themselves. But yeah. We're not going to tell them.
They are becoming, like, really, really good friends.
It's so... Because they've, like, always been close.
Yeah, and, like, Stephen was Kyle's best man. Like, we've always been, like, a group of the four of us. But I feel like literally every day now, I, like... turn over and Kyle's like texting, yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, are you texting your mom? Like, what's up? And he's like, no, just like my buddy Steven.
They're so funny.
They're like really good friends. It makes me really happy.
I was telling Steven, I was like,
they're besties.
Because Steven and Kyle have both said this, that they like struggle to like keep up friendships. Yeah. And I said to him, I was like, do you think you and Kyle hang out so much because like of Skylar and I? And he was like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, But like,
I mean, we haven't hung out, the four of us, in forever.
And like, they've hung out like 5 times.
I feel like they go and see a movie like every week.
Well, I think also they discovered that like they used to just drag us to those movies, yeah. And we would kind of like drag our feet the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think they discovered it's better to just like cut the dead weight and like leave us at home and they go. And then we're happier and they're happier.
I know. It's so funny. It's like just so funny to watch. Like I would say like Steven's for sure Kyle's best friend right now, which is like really cute.
Well, what about you?
Oh, well, I mean, other than you.
Because in the last podcast you were like, I just feel like it's so great. Like Kyle and I are just best friends. And now Steven is replacing you.
Do you know what Kyle said to me the other day? I don't think I told you this. I might have told Steven this. I was like talking to Kyle about like how him and Steven are getting so close. And I was like, but like I'm your best friend. And then like Toothless and then Olive and then Steven, right? And he was like, well, Steven's like my only best friend that I don't sleep with.
I like that description of it.
Well, because, like, technically, like, Olive and Toothless, like, sleep in the bed. And, yeah. Like, Kyle and I, like, sleep in a bed together.
Right.
So, like, technically all of us sleep together. But I was like, that's a really good distinction.
Yeah.
Of, like, because I feel like that's always the thing. Of, like, oh, well, like, my significant other is, like, my best friend. But, like this person's, like, my other
best friend.
But, like... It's my best friend that I don't sleep with.
I feel like the only nice thing about, like, getting older and, like, not having as many friends is that, like, well, I mean, there are some nice things. But it's, like, now I literally just have, like, 2 best friends.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, but you're also my best friend. And, like, but you are, too. And, like, when I was in high school, I had, like, 15 people I would have considered a best friend.
Well, and then it's, like, I feel like when you're younger, it's like, oh, they're my best friend. And then, like, these are my other, like, closest friends. Like, yeah. I feel like you only had one. But I feel like both of us right now have two best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, for it's you, so it's, like, easier. Me and Kenzie. And right. then for me, it's, like, you and Jessica.
Right.
And it's just, like, it's like simple okay. and easy and good.
And then I have other friends who I yeah. hang out with from time to time and see all the time. But, like, I feel like I have two friends that I need to do, like, regular maintenance with.
Yeah.
Like, like other friends I'll, like, see when they're around or whatever. But I have two friends where I'm, like, if I hadn't talked to you in a week, I'd be, like, I should give Skylar a call.
Well, and it also makes planning things easier.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Of, like, even talking about, like, in the future, like, when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I know that, like, me and Kenzie are going to plan your baby shower.
Aww.
And, like... like, maybe your mom.
That's really sweet.
Well, but, like, really, like, it's nice yeah. to just, like, know that.
It's nice to that not there's be not like, some, like, random okay, stranger you like, have to call.
Yeah. Or be, like, who out of, like, Sierra's 10 friends is helping? It's, like, no, it's just me and Kenzie. Mm-hmm, and then, like, it. Other people, like, will show up and have a good time. But, yeah. like, it makes logistics easier,
it
too.
It really does. Should we say our hot takes?
Oh, yeah.
We'll do those quickly before we get into the subject of this episode, which is we're just going to do our favorite products.
Like, think, like, fairy lights.
Yeah.
Think, like, mid-2000s. Think, like, your favorite beauty YouTuber sitting down and telling yes. you, like, what makeup. Think Zoella.
This is, like, our lifetime favorites awards. Like, yes. you know how people do, like, October 2019 favorites? Like, this is just my current... things that everyone asks me about.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to make a whole video sitting down telling you where, like, the undershirt that I wear under my tank tops is coming from. But, like, you guys want to know.
Well, and I have, like, a couple, like, beauty fashion things, but most of mine are, like, things that I think are really practical. Like, that I wish if, like, I was, like, in my 20s or whatever, that someone would just, like, tell me. Like,
right.
if you're looking to get into plants, get this. Like, this is the best household cleaner.
Well, and I
this
think is... that we'll cover different categories, too,
which is nice. Like, I feel like Sierra's going to come in with a lot more of the fashion ones, and I'll come in with a lot more of, like, the home one.
I surprisingly have a lot of, like, skincare and beauty things Ooh. Because I never really was good at makeup, but yeah. I loved skincare.
Yeah.
And I've always loved skincare. And then recently I've been getting more into, like, switching up my makeup, so I feel like now I finally know, like, okay, I've tried, like, 12 primers.
Totally.
This is the one that's the best.
Yeah.
And I've done the work for you, so...
Do we want to do our hot takes really oh, yeah. quick?
So my hot take is, you know, not so much of, like, a hot take from me. Like, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised. But I feel like a lot of people feel this way, like, the way that I'm arguing against. So my hot take is that it is not weird for two grown adults to enjoy Disneyland.
Agree.
There are so, like, do you remember that article that went viral about yes. the mom, like, freaking out about the, like, half-dressed millennials getting cotton candy and making her child sad because yeah. he couldn't have cotton candy.
I think, you know, I mean, I obviously 1,000,000% agree with you. The only counterpoint I'll make, because I feel like it's boring if I just am like, yep, retweet. The only counterpoint I'll make is I did think when they were doing, like, the Mad Tea Party, Tron, like, when they were trying to make it more clubby in California yeah. Adventure, that I'm not, like, a super big fan of. I feel like, the beer gardens yeah. and, like, the winery is, like, the perfect, like, it's great for people in their 20s. It's great for, like, parents yeah. looking to have a beer. But I did feel like the clubby, like,
was a
Mad
much.
Tea Party was a little too
But
far.
That's a Disney decision, not, yeah. like, a person attending Disney
Exactly.
decision.
But I did feel like yeah. that attracted more, like, ravers. And yeah. they had that, like, smoking area in that area that's where true. People would go and, like, smoke. And I don't yeah. know. It felt a little less, like, Disney
Family.
Magical.
Yeah.
But I think that, like...
I think adults can go and enjoy the Disney Magical. And that's another hot take is, like, I don't think Disney needs to start, like, serving alcohol everywhere and, like, trying to appeal yeah. that way. Like, I just want to go and have a wholesome good time.
Agree.
And so, for Steven and I, when we were talking about, like, trying to have kids and we're like, what do we want to do together before we have kids? Like, are there yeah. any boxes we want to check off? And Steven's like, I want to go to Disney World. And I was yeah. like, shouldn't we, like, that's an expensive trip. Like, shouldn't we wait until we have kids so we can, like, justify it? And he's like, no. Like, that's the whole thing is, like, when we're going with kids, like, we're going to be focused on the kids.
Yeah.
He's like, I want this just to be, like, us experiencing it, enjoying it. And it's totally. Just such, like, a wholesome, fun, magical time.
I know.
So
I agree.
Love Disney.
Kyle and I just booked a hotel room for next Friday
Aww.
So that we can do, and he's going to, like, take the day off work. And then we're just going to do, like, a full Disney Day and like spend the night up there. Because I was like, oh my gosh, it's November.
Yeah.
And like a lot of December is blocked out for the holidays, slash we're just going to be like crazy busy. And then I'm due in late January.
Right.
So like I want to make sure that we at least have like one final Disney trip that's like the two of us right. before we have a baby. Because realistically, I'm sure we'll go at some point in like December.
Right.
But if we go, it'll probably be with like my family or you guys or
it'll
like
be fun for you guys to have fun, a trip.
Just yeah. You. To be like, wow, our last time watching the fireworks, like the two of us.
Oh, that's so crazy. Special. Are you guys going to get like a little like, have you gotten any like Disney things for your baby?
I haven't. I just started on yesterday. I like ordered him a bunch of clothes, which is really exciting. Aww. I guess I'll make that my bump date because I don't which is exciting because I feel like for a while I was like holding off because I was like, I feel like I'm gonna get clothes in my baby shower, and then if like everyone gets me newborn clothes, then like I'll want to get like 0 to 3 months and like right. kind of supplement. And then I was like, realistically, I don't think I'm gonna get that many baby clothes in my baby shower because I feel like people bring mostly other things, and if I do get something, like there are a lot of days in a month and like babies like throw up a lot and poop a lot, and like there are a lot of like outfit changes, so it's like I just need to buckle down and like let myself buy some baby clothes, which is very exciting. So
fun.
It's really fun because I feel like it's fun figuring out like what I'm making his personal style.
Right.
Which is, like, a very weird thing.
Because when he's, like, 5 or 6 or 7, he'll have his own
thoughts. He'll have, like, some input and,
but
you know. But right now, it's, like, what do I want? Which is really fun. He has a very clear aesthetic already.
I'm excited to see it.
His wardrobe is already stronger than Kyle's and mine combined. So.
I love it.
It's a lot of, like, corduroy overalls. Aww. It's a lot of, like, oversized, like, knit sweaters.
That's so
like,
cute.
I'm excited.
That's so cute.
Oh,
do you want to do your hot take?
Hot take? So my hot take, I feel like might be surprising.
Oh. Okay.
I think that brunch is a little overrated.
I'm shocked. You are someone who I feel like I associate brunch with.
Because, like, I love a good brunch. Like, I love, like, cute restaurants. I love brunch food. Like, I'm a very, like, sweet breakfast person. So I appreciate that, like, brunch is associated with like French toast and cinnamon rolls, and like there's always like a large amount of food. But I feel like brunch starts too late. Like if you're making plans with someone to get brunch, it starts at like 10:30, 11.
Right.
And by 10:30, 11, I will have needed to eat breakfast already. So then you're like eating like a granola bar to like hold yourself over, and it's like,
okay, so what I'm getting is you don't like brunch, you like breakfast.
Yes. Like, I wish that brunch could be at breakfast time.
You wish that people
could say,
like, I want
the lunch part
like,
to go away. But, like, no one's going to get together with me at, like, 8 a.m. to have breakfast in San Diego. Like, that's not a thing. Because the idea is, I feel like most people that enjoy brunch are, like, in their, like, 20s and are, like,
it's kind of a millennial thing.
Yeah, it's, like, we went out last night to the winery, and so, like, let's meet up at, like, 11 and, like, catch up and, right. like, have mimosas. But, like, I'm pregnant and I'm not having mimosas. Like, I'm just really hungry. I really like brunch food. So I just, like, I want all my friends to wake up at, like, 6 a.m.
Okay, maybe I'll have to do something special before, like, the baby gets here and just, like, wake up at 6 a.m., show up at your front door and be like, let's go to breakfast.
Also, I just want to say, if there are cuts in this podcast and podcast going forward, for a long time, we weren't saying the sex of my baby on the podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, there were some cuts to cut out that. But now, I know what his name is going to be. You know what his name is going to be. And so it's really hard because that's what we call him.
In conversation. So we go on autopilot, like, and start talking about him and say his name, and then we have to cut it.
Like on Instagram or on here, I'll say like baby P, which by the way, P, like my last name is Paulette. So if I ever say Paulette or P, I'm not saying like baby Pete or like, like I'm not. The other day in a vlog, I said like, oh, good job, body, like, B-O-D-Y, like, to my body. And someone messaged Sierra and was like, I think Skylar's baby's name is Bobby, and she slipped up. But I feel like, it's so just putting just that know. Disclaimer, we have a name, and so if there are cuts, that's why.
Because we
said his name. But do we want to get into our favorite?
Sure. Okay, so mine has, like, no structure. I just have a list of things. Do you want to just kind of, like, go back and forth?
Yeah. Mine is structured, so I'm going to, like, I'll put a little sparkle emoji next to the ones I talk about.
Good idea.
Or I can just delete them. You know. Okay. I'll let you go first. Okay. And then I'll go kind of based on the category that you're in.
Okay. So my, like, current favorite thing right now is this deep conditioner. I took a picture of the label so that I can give you accurate information. It's from Pureology. It's the Color Fanatic Serious Color Care Instant Deep Conditioning Mask. So
interesting.
Sorry, my phone's going off. I have the thickest hair in the world.
Yes.
Every single time we go to, like, Dry Bar or I go somewhere new to get a haircut or something, they're like, oh, yeah, it'll probably be, like, 20 minutes. And I'm like, no, I have, like, a lot of hair. Yeah. And then after, like, an hour, they're like, oh, girl, you've got a lot of hair. And I'm like, yes, I know. So if I do, like, a more lightweight conditioner,
yeah,
it just doesn't get all the way in, even if I, like, use a wet brush in the shower.
Yeah.
This instantly detangles, which my hair gets so tangled.
That's awesome.
It makes it, like, silky smooth, but it doesn't feel heavy. Because that's, I think, awesome. Sometimes deep conditioners
make your hair, like, oily.
Oily. They leave a residue. Yeah. It feels heavy. I get out of the shower, my hair feels, like, light and airy and, like, so clean.
Ooh.
And it's safe for colored hair.
That's awesome.
So
have you felt like it's made your hair any more curly? Because I know we've been talking about a little bit of, yeah, like, and I know that I've watched a bunch of people doing videos on, like, the curly girl hair method. And, like, one of the number one things people do is, like, a lot more, like, deep conditioner and leave-in conditioner. And
yeah, I think it makes my hair less frizzy because, yeah, my hair forms more curls and less, like,
interesting,
frizz. So that stuff is amazing. I get it at Ulta.
Also, for those of you who don't know, Sierra used to have, like, ringlet curls, like, yeah, throughout high school.
Yeah.
It's only in the last couple of years where I feel like it's gotten, like, a little more wavy.
Yeah. Like, now I can shower, leave my hair down, and it air dries, and it's, like, a little frizzy, but it's, like, looks fine.
Yeah.
Before, it would be, like, poofed out.
Yeah.
If I didn't, and I would have to do scrunching, like, with the, like, scrunchy product.
It's so interesting how, like, your body changes as you get older.
Oh, you know what might be an interesting video?
What?
Following my hair care routine from 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 4 years, or from high school. Because I remember I used to use this very specific, like, bedhead blue bottle. Do you remember, yeah, that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I would scrunch.
And the biggest Sierra thing was you would flat iron the front piece bang of your hair.
Oh, yeah. Just the bang.
That's because so funny. I feel like that's a different person.
I know.
That's so
I should follow.
That would be really funny.
There's a tutorial. I think it's private on my channel, but it was, like, one of my fifth videos. It was, like, how I get my natural beach waves. And it was, like, my hair, like, routine.
Aww, that's so cute.
So maybe I should follow that. Do you want to do a product?
Oh, yeah. So I'll also do something in that similar vein.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what you're going to find out throughout this podcast, if you don't already know, is that I hate labels. Like, I feel like products look messy and I hate them. And, like, it had bothered me for so long, for years, that, like, if I were to get, like, a new shampoo or, like, a new face wash, that it would, like, clash in the shower. Like, it would just look like a hodgepodge of all the products. So maybe, like, a year and a half or 2 years ago, I got plastic amber bottles off of Amazon, and then I labeled them. So it's literally, if you walk into my shower, it's like a plastic amber bottle labeled that says, like, shampoo, then conditioner, then face wash, then body wash, then, like, cat shampoo, toner. Like, it's all the
things. It's all the same aesthetic.
And it, like, it's so easy. And I feel like it literally, the bottles are super inexpensive. They're made out of plastic, so they're, like, durable, but they're, like, a nice amber color. And then you can also use them for, like, other things in your house.
Right.
And so I just feel like it makes my shower, like, because I'm a big shower person. Like, I always keep, like, a bottle of lavender in my shower and, like, do droplets before I shower because I just want it to be, like, a spa experience.
Right.
So I feel like walking in there and not seeing Kyle's, like, blue, like, just for men or what, it, like, it's just, it makes it so much more relaxing.
Yeah. Your house really is like a spa. Oh,
that is the best compliment anyone could ever give me.
Okay. So my next one is a makeup one.
Okay.
And this is the primer that I am convinced, but prior to this product, I was convinced that primer was just, like, a scam. Like, I was convinced, like, it doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
It's just, like, an extra thing that the makeup industry can get you to buy.
Totally.
And then the one I like is the Smashbox the original Photo Finish Smooth and Blur Primer. This primer is, it's not that expensive. It comes in like a little silver bottle. You only need a little bit. And it like creates this just like beautiful prepped canvas of your face. So like when I just put on moisturizer and then I do my makeup, it kind of like fills into the lines and cracks and imperfections in my skin. Whereas this now is like I have an even template. So it makes applying like liquid foundation so much easier because it goes, even if I don't like get every spot perfectly, it's smooth. Oh, it's so good.
That's amazing. Yeah, I feel like primers for forever, I just thought were like, I would buy the, what was it, the professional one.
Yes.
But I felt like it made the makeup slide off on my face. Yes. I was like, isn't this the opposite of what a primer was supposed to do? So I like stopped using them. And then I got one when we went to the Ipsy Live that like I really like. And so I've been just using that like in tandem, in conjunction with my moisturizer. But I'm not like obsessed with it.
There you go.
So I might have to try that one.
I highly recommend it.
I feel like next, kind of on that similar train, I first of all just love It Cosmetics. I think It Cosmetics is like one of the best makeup brands out there.
And that's the Ulta brand, right?
So they're a separate brand, but they're sold at Ulta.
Okay.
And their whole thing is that they're focused on skincare. Mm. So usually, like, if you put on a foundation, the idea is that the foundation is just, like, making you look better. But, like, if you wear it for too many days, it can make you break out and whatever. Their whole thing is that they're, like, skincare first, like, foundation second. So they only make... What I'm wearing right now is, like, their heavier coverage. I think this is the Bye Bye Foundation, which I really like. But for forever, I've worn their, like, CC cream or BB cream. That's, like, they're basically the same formula, but it just kind of, like, tints your skin.
That's so nice.
And then it's nice because I feel like I'm, like, I don't really break out anymore. And it just, it's nice knowing that, like, if I don't take off my makeup, if I wear my makeup for, like, 10 hours in a day, that I'm not, like, ruining my skin and I'm, like, going to break out.
Right.
Because for so long I wore, like, Ben Nye stage makeup. Or, like thick, like Too Faced Born This Way. Or, you know, like, thicker, more full coverage. And it's nice now because I don't need the full coverage because it's acting as skincare. Right. If that makes sense. Like, my base isn't, like, I don't have a ton of pimples or anything. Yeah.
No, I feel like that's so nice. When you, because I was the same way. I used to use, like, I think the one I used was, like, a Kat Von D, like, super heavy coverage. And I stopped using it after, like, her whole, I just didn't want to rebuy it after the whole, like, anti-vaxxer thing. And so then I was like, all right, I need a new foundation.
Yeah.
And I had, like, never had my makeup professionally done. This was, like, a year ago. And we had a makeup artist come in for a shoot.
Yeah.
And she used a, it's a beauty blender foundation.
Yeah.
And it's, like, perfect because it's not as heavy.
Yeah.
And I can, like, blend it into my neck better. And it's just game changer.
And I feel like it's especially probably tricky for you because you're on camera so much. And, like, when you're on camera, you... Not that you need to be wearing makeup, but if you're going to be wearing a foundation, it's helpful for it to be, like, really pigmented and, like, for it's kind of, like, a light stage makeup.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's hard because you don't want to wear something that's super full coverage because, like, that's not what you want anymore.
Right.
But you also don't want to just wear, like, a tinted moisturizer because then if you're shooting from far away, it might not pick up.
Right.
So it's...
So that's a whole to do. I love that you're just like It Cosmetics as a whole. My favorite.
Maybe like a month ago, my mom was like, okay, Skylar, here's what I want. For back to school, I want you to take me to Ulta or Sephora and I want you to just like redo my makeup. Because she had been using like a Bare Minerals foundation powder and like... She was using, like, a bronzer that, like, with, like, her the same brush, so it was really big. It was just, like, she hadn't updated her makeup bag in forever and was buying the same products.
Right.
So I was like, It Cosmetics is what we're doing for you.
Right.
So I did that and then, like, some highlighters and stuff. But
not so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one. So you guys know I'm a Fabletics ambassador. This podcast is not sponsored by Fabletics. However, so I had been in love with their high-waisted solid power hold leggings for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Since before I started the ambassadorship and then through the ambassadorship, that was like the one product where I was like, I want to talk about this. I have found a pair that is better than the power hold. They are called the Salar Solid Pure Luxe Legging. These are literally the perfect dupe for the Fast and Free type from Lululemon, which are like $90. They have the like a pocket, because that's the thing. I liked the Power Hold.
Yeah.
But they're more cottony and they don't have a pocket. Yeah. So they're great for like the gym. Mm-hmm. But just for like running errands, they're like very high compression and stuff.
Yeah.
The Salar Solid Pure Luxe leggings have a pocket on the side, like a nice little like angled pocket so I can put my phone, my credit card, whatever. They're like high waisted, but they're not like compression-y, so they're just, but they're still supportive. So they're supporting but not compressing. Nice. So you can like breathe and relax a little bit more. Oh, and that's awesome. The material is more of that like Lycra spandex.
Yeah.
Which is what I liked so much about the Lululemon Fast and Free tight.
That makes sense.
Except these are literally the perfect dupe and they're so much cheaper and I just absolutely adore them.
Aww,
so
that's so awesome.
That's mine.
I feel like a really cool thing. It's obvious to me because, like, I know you
right.
as a friend, but also something I feel like a lot of people don't know because they just watch YouTubers who do, like, all sorts of sponsorships. You are really, really selective with who you partner with.
Yeah.
So if you partner with someone, that's, like, genuinely your favorite version of that product. Right.
That's, like, I will not partner with a brand if I, like, am not already, like, obsessed with that product.
Yeah.
Or if it's a brand I haven't heard of, I'll say, like, send me the product. I'll try it. And then if I love it, I'm like, yeah, cool, I'm in. And if not, I'm like, I'm not just going to get an email, see the price, and then be like, cool, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, I have to love the product.
Which I feel like is a good thing to know because I feel like a lot of people would just assume, like, oh, yeah, like, she's a Fabletics ambassador. But, like, no, Fabletics is, like, your favorite.
I can't tell you how many people I know in real life who will be like, okay, so, like, I know you're sponsored by Fabletics, but, like, low-key. Like
what?
Like, are they actually good? Yeah. And I'm like, they are literally the best. Like, you don't even use my coupon code if you don't need to. Like, just they're the best.
Just go.
Go.
Okay, let me see. I think next I'll do a home thing.
Ooh.
So, okay. I'll do, this is my only, like, seasonal thing.
Okay.
And it's really small. But at, like, Sprouts and I'm sure other, like, natural grocery stores, they sell cinnamon whisks that you can use as air fresheners in your car, and I just feel like it's a game-changing experience.
What's a cinnamon whisk?
So it's like a little, it's like probably this big,
okay.
And it has like a little like dongle so you can hang it from your window like how you would hang like a air freshener,
yeah.
But it's like just cinnamon sticks tied together. And I recently realized they also have like cinnamon orange scented ones. But it's so nice because I've tried air fresheners that are like fall scented or seasonally scented, and they just smell like really artificial. So I feel like sometimes you get into your hot car and it's like, oh, it smells like candy canes or whatever. But I feel like this is the perfect thing because in fall I want everything to feel like cozy and autumnal.
Right.
But it's, I don't know. It's just perfect.
Since you did a scent one,
yeah.
I also have a scent one.
Hit me.
Anything in the scent flannel from Bath and Body Works.
You have been obsessed with this.
So
scent.
My thing for the longest time was sparkling icicles.
Yes.
Which was only available in Christmas time. So I would stock up on it and literally diffuse it all year. This fall, I just walked in and the associate who was there was just like super helpful. You know how sometimes you can tell people like really want to find you a good set and then sometimes you feel like you're bothering them?
I don't think I've ever shopped at Bath & Body Works, so I don't know that, but I can imagine.
At any store. So like sometimes if you're like, oh, I'm looking for this, they'll be like, oh yeah, here it is. And sometimes they'll be like, oh my gosh, let me help you.
Yeah.
And it was like really empty on a Wednesday. So this girl was like, okay, describe to me your favorite scent. Like describe to me what you love so much about sparkling icicles. And I was like, I like clean scents. I like maybe a little hint of like floral, but I don't want a floral scent.
Yeah.
Like I almost like men's scents better.
Yeah.
So I smelled, she had me smell like 8 candles and I smelled this flannel one and I was like, oh my gosh.
You're like, this is it.
This is it. I have room sprays, candles, plugins, everything flannel scented all the time.
I love it because it's so autumnal smelling and it's like very, very cozy. And so it's nice because I feel like forever I associated you with the sparkling icicle scent.
Yeah.
But now I'm like starting to shift into associating you with this scent. And it's nice because I feel like I walk in and I'm like, oh, it's so cozy in the office. Aww. And especially because it's been cold in the mornings. I feel like I'm like, ooh, ooh. My sweater. I'm going to drink like a hot tea and Sierra's going to have her candle lit. And it's just going to be great.
Also, for the audio listeners out there, Skylar's in like a cute yellow chunky sweater. And aww, I'm in a green tie-dyed Jonas Brothers t-shirt that I got at their concert.
Well, I was wearing like a red sweater and had like a red hair scarf in. Oh, really? And then I was like, I feel like I'm just really diving into this Christmas thing too much and I need to tone it down. So I changed into a yellow sweater last minute.
It's very cute though.
Oh, thank you. Jessica got it for me. Okay, my next thing.
Okay.
So, kind of speaking of car things.
Okay.
There is a blogger named Almost Makes Perfect. First of all, I'm just obsessed with her. I think she's like the cutest person ever and her son's cute and her family's cute and everything. Aww. But she makes a magnet for your car that says baby on board. Mm-hmm. And they sell it, like, I know they sell it at, like, Pigment in San Diego and a bunch of, like, little boutiques. But she also sells it online. And I am just obsessed with it. Because I think for forever, up until I got pregnant and then I got in 2 car accidents and was, like, really looking at, like, what can I do to make sure that, like, me and my child are as safe as possible? I just always thought, like, baby on board stickers or, like, the little, like, stick families or whatever was just, like, people putting stickers on their car. I never really thought anything of it.
Right.
But there are studies out there that show that, like, people are made more aware of your car and are, like, more cautious if, like, they see a baby on board sticker. And then also, if you were to get in an accident, first responders see that and know to look for a baby. Mm. And so it actually makes everything a lot safer. And I feel like I've done so much research on, like, Etsy and all the ones to try and find a baby on board sticker that wasn't just, like, a yellow caution thing. And hers is, like, perfect. It's a magnet, so it doesn't like
it won't
damage your car, but it also doesn't come off in the car wash. I'm just a big fan.
It's really cute on your car,
and it's really inexpensive. I think it's like $10.
Yeah,
so
that's so cute.
That's my next thing.
Okay, so my next one is I wear these half tees whenever I'm wearing like a white t-shirt that's a little bit transparent, and everyone's like, "Where do you get your half tees?" And I'm like, "They are literally from a website called Half Tee." So.
Also, you're the only person I've ever seen wear half tees.
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense and it's such a perfect idea.
Well, so the thing is, all the time, if I'm wearing like a white t-shirt or something that's like more low cut than I want it to be, I would layer. I had like a nude, a white, and a black tank top underneath.
Yeah.
But the thing is, then you're adding like extra layers to your stomach. You're making it warmer. You're making it thicker. When you don't need coverage here.
No.
You just need it here.
Yeah.
So it's just like a little top of a tank top that like comes like a sports bra to here. It's so comfy. I also will just wear them around the house like as a bra if I'm on a lazy day and I just want some sort of little teeny bit of support.
Yeah.
I don't even need like a bralette or anything. I'll just wear that with like a t-shirt.
That's amazing.
I'm pretty sure the company is like for Mormon modesty. So it's meant to, like, make a top more modest and, like, cover up your chesticles. But even if you don't care about modesty, it's just a perfect, like, comfort thing.
Well, and even if you care about modesty in the, like, in a workplace environment something, I feel like it would be nice if, like, even I know when we did Confidence Makeover with Rachel, a big thing that we talked about was, like, her style personally is very, like, edgy, fun, flirty, but then she has to, like, go to work and be a boss lady. Right. And so it's hard because she's like, okay, here are my work clothes and here are my not work clothes. I feel like that's a good thing to, like, kind of transition in between the two. Of, like, if you have a top that's, like, a little low cut for, like, being, I don't know, in, like, a 9-to-5 workplace environment, but you, like, it's cute.
Yeah.
Then maybe you just throw a half tee on and then it, like, becomes, like, quote-unquote appropriate.
Work appropriate.
Yeah.
And they have, like, high-neck ones. They have ones with sleeves.
Yeah.
And then they also, the ones that I wear, it's just a spaghetti strap, and it's a scoop neck, and so it's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm, like, being suffocated.
I love that.
I love them. Oh, Hafty.com. I don't think I have an affiliate code, but I'll try to get one.
We'll figure it out. I only have one clothing item on here because right now I'm pregnant, and so I feel like most of my regular clothing items don't fit me, and then I, like, don't want to just give pregnancy things because I don't really have maternity clothes, so whatever. Right. But I will say, for pregnancy and not pregnancy, I don't know what that would be called, American Eagle jumpsuits are the bee's knees. Like, I literally, I'm now 7 months pregnant as of today, which is really exciting. And I, like, still fit into my American Eagle jumpsuits because they're, like, so stretchy. And it's nice because pretty much all of them have, like, an elastic waistband or some sort of, like, waist definition. And then are, like, a little flowy in, like, the legs, tummy area. And so I just feel like they're so cute. They're so comfortable.
And you, like, can wear it if you buy one now. It's not like you're buying a maternity jumpsuit that you won't get to wear again. Like, you can wear it after pregnancy.
And American Eagle is such high quality, and they have really good sales. Yep. So I would say wait until they have, like, a 40% off sale, and then just go through and buy, like, 3 jumpsuits at a time. Because they can be a little pricey if they're, like, $45 for a jumpsuit.
But they're so cute.
But if you wait, then it's still the same high quality, and you're getting it for cheaper. So I would say, like, out of everything clothing wise for my pregnancy, that's been the only thing that's, like, tried and true, other than, like, oversized sweaters,
right,
or whatever, of, like, I keep buying them because I know that, like, I'll be able to wear them post-pregnancy, just like I was able to wear them pre-pregnancy, but also wear them now.
That's so nice.
And they're, like, the perfect blend of, like, casual and, like, cute.
You can
like,
dress
you
can it
wear
up
them to, like, a show. You can wear them, like, to breakfast.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I love jumpsuits because
big fan.
Jumpsuits weren't, like, a big thing when I was in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
And I hated dresses because I associated dresses with, like, girly dress up. Like, I don't like them. And then when I was, like, a junior in high school, I figured out that dresses, like a baggy t-shirt dress, is basically just like wearing, like, an oversized pajama shirt.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, so into dresses.
Yeah.
And then I figured out that jumpsuits are just dresses that also won't make your thighs chafe.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my, sign me up.
You're like, this is it.
Oh, I'm gonna throw in an extra one that I just thought of. Speaking of jumpsuits, okay, I have a pajama jumpsuit from Target.
Oh, I do love your pajama jumpsuit.
I love it. It's so soft. I wear it to shoots because I can take it off without messing up my hair and makeup.
Yeah.
I wear it to bed. I wear it on flights. It is fantastic. I made my mom order one because it was so good.
Aww.
I will put a link in the description. We're actually going to try to link all these products.
Yes.
So that's
between
another thing.
The two of us and Kyle. We got you covered.
We
I
will
promise
do our best. But yeah, the pajama jumpsuit from Target, totally recommend. And it's only like $20.
It's like the best material. I don't have the pajama jumpsuit, but I do have pajamas that are in that same fabric from Target. 10 out of 10. Just like better than being naked.
Agree.
So great. My next one, let's see. I'm going to switch categories a little bit. Beyond Beef.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't put that on my list.
I feel like Beyond Beef has been, like, the biggest game changer in my, like, vegetarian, vegan journey because, both Kyle and I love cooking so much. And so many recipes call for ground beef. And, like, we try and eat mostly vegetables in replacement of beef. Like, if there's a time where, like, a recipe calls for meat, and, like, we can substitute in, like, potatoes or, like, broccoli or whatever, then, like, that's great because that's, like, a little more nutritious than Beyond Beef. But for just, like, tacos, for meatballs, for literally everything, Beyond Beef is perfect. And also they, like, just reformulated their recipe a couple months ago, and I feel like it's incredible. Like, just,
it's so good. I made Beyond Beef tacos last night, and we had some people over for Halloween. Steven made beef, and I made Beyond Beef.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people were trying both and said that the Beyond Beef tasted better than the real beef. And this is non-vegetarians.
That's so awesome. I just love it. And I think, like, there are a lot of, like, alternatives out there for meat. But Beyond Beef is just the best.
It's so good.
Just the best.
Agreed. Okay, since you did food, I will also do food. Nutritional freaking yeast. Some Amen. Good old, what do you call it, nooch?
I call it nooch.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Skylar introduced it to me.
It's so good.
And I use it in everything. So basically, nutritional yeast is vegan, but it makes everything cheesy and creamy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do, like, green beans with some garlic and then nutritional yeast and mix it together in the in the water as it's simmering.
Yeah.
And it makes these, like, it tastes like cheesy green beans.
Yeah.
But there's no cheese. And it's, like, good for you. I put it on popcorn. I put it on baked potatoes, like anything you can imagine, nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast.
So good.
Period. In that same vein, I will say Tofutti sour cream.
Oh.
It is the only vegan sour cream that is good. I will say. I've literally, like, I used it when I was a vegetarian because I liked it so much. Like, when I wasn't out searching, because I feel like sour cream and cream cheese are like the two really hard things to get good, because most companies make them with like almond milk or like coconut milk, and like I don't really want like almond taste in my like baked potato,
right?
But Tofutti sour cream is the bomb.
I'll have to try it.
It's literally, it's amazing. Like, we always have at least two containers in our fridge because we go through it so fast, because like I feel like for a long time, I would just avoid recipes that had a ton of sour cream in them because I, like, didn't really want to eat the dairy, but also, like, just knew that all the sour cream sucked.
Right.
So, like, I couldn't make, like vegetarian beef stroganoff or, like, anything that was, like, super sour cream heavy.
Right.
But I discovered this a long time ago, and I am just into it.
And where do you get it?
You can get it at Sprouts, Whole Foods, any of those. Okay. Like,
I'll have to try it.
10 out of 10.
That sounds fantastic.
They don't have it at Target yet, which is, like, real sad.
I'm sure it'll be there eventually.
Eventually.
So my next thing is my Casetify case.
Okay.
So Casetify is a company that they sponsored me maybe almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And I hadn't tried one of their cases before. So I was like, okay, can you guys, like, send me some? And I literally, before I even agreed to that sponsorship, used it on my phone, like, exclusively. Like, I took off the expensive case I had bought, and I was like, it's so good. Then they sent me a Pokemon case.
They did.
Which I was obsessed with. Then they sent me another one, and then they sent me this one.
Which is so cute.
And it's, like, clear, so it shows the purple on my new phone, but then it has the flowers. And it has, like, it's super protective, but you know how, like, OtterBox phone cases that are, like, super protective are, like, thick and heavy? This is still super thin, and it has a lip on the front, so when you drop it, it's less likely to shatter the screen.
That's so awesome.
It's literally fantastic, and, like, it doesn't make my phone feel bulky.
That's another one of those companies that you – I mean, have you done a sponsorship with them since you did one, like, a year ago?
No. They get so much free advertising from me because they just send me phone cases, and I'm like, it's so good. Of course I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, but that's another thing where, like – I feel like sometimes people don't know. I mean, obviously, there's, like, hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored on things, or they're supposed to be legally, if you're actually sponsored by them. But I feel like a lot of times people see, like, even before I was working with you, I would see, like, girls, like, unboxing makeup or unboxing whatever, and I would think, like, oh, they're sponsored by them.
Yeah.
But the reality is that half the time it's just, like, free product, and there's no obligation to post about it unless you like it. And so...
That's the thing.
Casetify is a company you genuinely love.
Oh, every time I get a package from them, I'm so excited. When I got my new phone, Steven was like, oh, we should, like, buy you a case. And I'm like, let me just, like, email Casetify. And if they say no, then I'll just buy myself a new Casetify case.
Aw, that's so cute.
I love it.
What will I do for my next one? Okay, my next one. This is probably one of the things I get the most questions about on Instagram, which is really funny because it's very niche. An apple peeler. So
I have a fantastic apple peeler, but continue.
I got this apple peeler that I have maybe when I was like 12 from my now mother-in-law, like, because her and I would like bake apple pies together because we've been family friends for forever, and it like sticks to the table, and then you poke your apple into it, and it like you rotate it and it peels it and cores it. It's game changing.
So my mom got one of those from like a Pampered Chef party when I was like six, and we called it the apple peeler core slicer.
Yes.
And so like my favorite thing was eating like spiraled apples.
That's
from
like
that.
Everyone's favorite thing, because I feel like one of my go-to things is I like bake apple pie. Like I've baked apple pie at your house and my parents' house and everyone's houses before. And so like the guys will always come over and like eat all the shavings while I'm like making the pie. I feel like, first of all, it's so great for apple pies, but also just so great for life. Like, I'm so excited to use it for, like, my baby and, like, just be able to have, like, easy, clean.
And I'm 100% certain that apples taste better when they're, like, in the little spiral than if you just bite into an apple. Like, it's fantastic.
Literally game changing.
And so, I found one because I didn't know that those were, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas, like, 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago, my mom found one at, where was it, at Crate and Barrel.
Yeah.
And so she gave it to me for Christmas, and I was like, an apple peeler core slicer.
See, and I don't think they're that big of a thing. I think they're still pretty niche. Because I literally will get, like, 50 DMs of people being like, what is this magic?
They're so good.
So, link in description. Get yourself an apple peeler. They're, like, 10 or 15 bucks on Amazon. And, like...
So good.
So great. 10 out of 10.
Okay. So, my next one is from Kylie Cosmetics. The Clow Money Lip Shade. It's from the Coco line, which was, like, the collaboration she did with, I think it was with Chloe. Yeah. And it's in, like, a gold kind of, like, reflective case. And it's their matte liquid lipstick in the shade Clow Money. And it is literally, like, the perfect nude shade. It's matte. And it lasts for a while. But you know how sometimes when you put on, like, a 24-hour lip color, it's so sticky that it gets, like, blotchy? Yeah. So this one will, like, have a nice even fade over time.
Ooh.
So even if, like, let's say you put it on in the morning and you don't reapply all day, at, like, 2 p.m., you're not going to be blotchy. It's just going to be a little bit more faded.
Oh, that's game-changing.
It's so good.
Do you like any of the other Kylie lip kit stuff?
I love the Kylie lip kits. And really? I didn't, like, get on the hype train right away when it launched. I was like, it's just a celebrity makeup line.
Yeah.
I don't use lip liner, so I just get the singles.
Yeah.
And they are my absolute favorite lip color.
Oh, I might have to try them.
Those and the Meet Matte Hues are the only two I use. And I have quite a few shades of the Kylie ones.
That's wild. Yeah, I've just never tried it.
Well, maybe I'll get you some for our gift exchange. Gosh.
Here's some Clow Money.
It's the best.
That's so funny. Okay, I'll do my last makeup product.
Okay. Wait, you have a couple more still, right? Other things?
Cool. I have a bunch of other things, but I only have one more makeup thing.
Oh, crap. I have so many
so many more things. Cool. Okay. There is a powder called Airspun Powder that I have used for so long. You buy it on Amazon, and it's like a translucent setting powder. I just saw, like, Patrick Starr post about it. I think a lot of, like, OG beauty gurus would use it because it's, like, inexpensive, and it's just a translucent setting powder. But I have gotten so many people on the train because it's literally, like, $10 on Amazon and will last you, like, a year.
I'll have to try that.
It's so great. It's just perfect.
See, because I use this, like, Clinique powder.
Yeah.
That's, I think, really good if I'm just using that on my bare face instead of, like, but when I use it, if I'm doing, like, a foundation day.
Yeah.
I feel like it almost makes my foundation more streaky.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe if I did a loose powder when I do foundation, it would, like, set it more.
Well, and, like, the game-changing thing that I've been doing since we went to Ipsy Live was they gave us those brushes that you've had forever. So I use the
flat ones.
So instead of using, like, a powder brush, I use, like, the big packer one, and we'll just put it on and then, like, brush it off as, like, kind of, like, fake baking. Yeah. But it's nice because I feel like a lot of translucent powders are so heavy that I feel like my face doesn't look, like, shiny or, like, radiant anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just truly translucent. It just makes it, like, I never have my makeup, like, wipe off.
Oh my gosh.
It's great.
Okay.
And it's so cheap. And I need to try that. Forever.
I was gonna say send me a link, but there'll be a link in the description.
It kind of smells a little bit grandma-y. That's the only thing. Which I like, because I like, like, floral clean scents.
You're good with it.
But that's the only thing.
Okay. So my next one is, I only recently figured out I have, like, the world's driest skin. Like, I always assumed, oh, like, I just have, like, combination skin, like, whatever. Because I'm like, oh, because, like, I get oily sometimes. I don't get oily. I just get some acne.
Yeah.
But I don't get, like, oily. So I have very dry, patchy skin. And just using a moisturizer is not enough for me.
Interesting.
But all of the face masks that I used to do were, like, mud masks. Because I didn't know that's meant for oily skin.
Yeah.
So if you use, like, a mud mask or a peel on dry skin, it just makes it more flaky because it's drying out the skin, which is great for someone with oily skin. So I found, this is from the brand Cypress. It's called the Glow Filter Refining Enzyme Mask. Ooh. It's meant to, like, lock in moisturizer and make your skin more glowy. And so I use it once a week, and it feels kind of gooey. And here's the thing. You don't get the satisfaction that you get from, like, a peel mask or, like, a mud mask. Because those, you get the satisfaction of feeling it harden or feeling it, like, peeling it off. This is just, like, a wet goo that you put on your face for 15 minutes and then wipe off.
Yeah.
But the end result is so good. I'm obsessed with it.
Awesome. Also, I feel like that's a really good tip. I feel like we've had some like younger listeners recently. I would say before you do any sort of face mask, look at what it actually does. Because it wasn't until like maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, where I would actually look and see like what the face masks was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I'm going to buy like rosy cheeks from Lush, or I'm just going to buy this cute whatever from Ulta. And half the time they would like make me break out because right. that's not what I needed. Like, I feel like you really should try and assess like what your skin needs are of like, are you dry? Are you oily? Do you have like clogged pores? And then get a mask specifically for that, because sometimes doing a face mask can make your skin worse.
Yep.
If like you're putting on a drying mask and you have dry skin.
Yep.
So.
And add on to that one more other product, the Bior pore strips.
Ooh.
Because here's the thing. I get blackheads on my nose.
Yeah.
But I can't do like a full purifying mask because I have too dry skin on my forehead and my chin.
Yeah.
So I do the full hydration everywhere. And then I just do one of these charcoal pore strips.
Mm.
And you peel it off and it pulls it out of.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I haven't done one of those in so long, Kyle, and I used to do those like once a week.
It's so good.
Oy.
Hey, Carly, to my list, can you add the two random other things that I said so that we remember to link them? It was the pore strips and what was the other thing I added in?
Your pajamas. Oh, your pajama romper.
Yes, my pajama romper. Thank you.
Okay, my next one. Okay. Very different from skincare. But, like, this is so good that I have gotten my grandma on it. So it is a plant meter. So it's like a little contraption, and then it has like two prods, and you stick it in your plants, and it tells you like if they're getting enough sunlight and how wet their soil is.
So do you have to get a different one for different types of plants?
No. Ooh. So all you do is you can walk around your house on like a Sunday and like plop them in and see, because half the time I feel like you don't know with plants, because like a lot of the moisture will be at the bottom, so they'll look dry, but you'll stick it in and it'll be like way too moist, and you're like, cool, I won't water you for like another week. And so it's just the greatest thing. Or there have been plants where they like literally get like a zero on like the sunlight meter, and so I'm like, cool, let's rehome you and like put you by the window, because that's what's wrong. And it's like $5 on Amazon,
and but you only need one because you can do it,
you can just do it, and then you can like only use it like once a month or once every couple weeks to just like check in on things. But it's fun too, because I feel like half the reason why I like plants and why I like gardening is because I like the process of it, and like making sure that everything's like alive and good and thriving. So it's nice to have like a way of checking in on things, because half the time like your fiddly fig will just be dying, and you're like, is it because you have too much water? Is it because you don't have enough? Do you need more sunlight? Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
And so it's nice because it, like, literally answers all those questions.
That's so cool.
So that's a good my next one. Thing.
Okay. So my next thing is my sleeping mask. Okay. So I have struggled with insomnia since I was probably 7 or 8 years old. Like, mm-hmm. I've just always struggled with sleep. And I tried a million different little things. And I wanted to try using an eye mask, but the only eye masks I had ever tried, this was like maybe 4 years ago, were the ones that you just like pull onto your face and it's flat.
Yeah.
And you have to have your eyes closed when you're wearing it, because if you try to open it, your eyelashes will like totally. Hit the top. So I got this one that it literally looks so weird. It looks like a bra. It has two cups that go over your eyes.
Yeah.
So you like pull it on, and then you could keep your eyes open, but all you see is dark.
Yeah.
And so you don't get that weird thing where you're like, oh, like this is uncomfortable, I want to open my eyes, so I have to take the mask off. You just open your eyes and you let them like naturally adjust. Close and adjust. And it keeps me from like playing on my phone or like getting distracted.
Yeah.
And so while it doesn't solve my sleeping issues, it helps. And especially on planes, mm-hmm. on flights, oh, game changer.
And you've had that for forever.
Yeah.
That's been something that, like, has been tried and true.
I've probably been using that for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So good.
10 out of 10. My next one, what do I want to do next? Okay, so another plant thing, my last plant thing. Propagation. Period. I think propagation is literally, like, the cure-all to if you want to be a plant lady, but, like, either are like not good at like taking care of your plants and watering them, if you're on a budget, if like any of these things. Because first of all, there's so many different ways that you can like display propagation. So propagation, for those of you who don't know, is basically you like take your plant and cut it at its node, and then it grows roots when it's soaked in water, and then you can replant it. Or you can just like leave it in a jar and have like this cool like plant with roots coming out of it. And so it's so great because it's really cute for decor. Also, you just are making new plants for free. And so I feel like if you're someone who is like, I want to be a plant lady, but I don't want to go spend like $20 on a plant and then like $15 on another plant or whatever, just get like one plant that has a ton of nodes
and
then propagate it, because then you get that look of plants all over your apartment. Also, it's fun. Also, it's super low maintenance.
Well, and it's like you're making something new. It's like a hobby.
Yeah. Well, and I even have like propagation bulbs up on my wall, and it's like a really cute home decor thing. So it takes, I feel like half the time you're like, I have this giant wall space, but I don't want to put like art on here, or I don't want to put like another shelf. And so that's my thing. That's propagation. Really cool. Period.
Okay. My next thing is the Hollister high-waisted vintage mom jeans with the paper bag waist. Oh my gosh. These are another thing where I got these for a sponsorship. Mm-hmm. I tried them on and I was like, I will never wear other pants.
I don't.
Like, they're so... The thing is, they're not jeggings.
Yeah.
Like, all of my comfy jeans are jeggings.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, soft and a little bit looser fitting because they're mom jeans. They're the paper bag waist, so no matter, like, what your hip-to-waist ratio is, you can tighten it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're so good. And so I got two pairs for the sponsorship. I got a pair in a 15 and a 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I love both because the 17 gives that looser fitting look.
Mm.
And then the 15s give like a more fitted look.
Yeah.
But I do find myself wearing the 17s way more than the 15s. So maybe do size up if you go for those. But they recently restocked it. So I ordered three more pairs and then posted about it. And then they sold out. So if they restock, I will link them and hopefully they restock again.
I am so excited. I feel like one of the first things I'm going to do once I have the baby is buy the jeans.
Buy those jeans.
And drink a White Claw.
Yes.
And do all the other things
yes.
that like you have like talked about so much while I've been pregnant. And I'm like, oh, I want to experience this. Like, didn't Kenzie get those jeans like as soon as she wasn't pregnant?
Yep.
And it's like, just great. Ooh, what do I want my next one to be? Oh, okay. So my next one is kind of like a take back on one of my old hot takes.
Ooh.
Because I realized as soon as I walked away from that podcast and been meaning to address it for like months now.
I don't know what this is.
Oat milk is the superior milk, except for when it comes to like soups, chowders, things like that.
Then what is?
Ripple.
What's Ripple?
So Ripple is pea milk, like P-E-A. Okay. P-E-A, everyone. Like, not like pea, because then it wouldn't be vegan.
Pea milk.
I mean, would pea milk be vegan? I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But it's so great. They sell it at Target also. Okay. So they sell it everywhere. And they make little bottles of half and half. And it's nice because peas are like a little like savorier than like oats or almonds or anything.
Well, and so peas are something that you would put in soup anyways.
Exactly.
So you're used to that taste.
So that's my take back. I realized as soon as I walked away, and like 2 days later I like went to the store to get Ripple so that I could make soup.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? I'm so dumb. Because you asked me on the podcast, you were like, so is it good for soups and chowders? And I was like, yes. And you're like, that doesn't sound very convincing. It's because it's not what I use for soups and chowders. I use Ripple.
Okay.
So there you go.
A little bit of pee in your soup.
A little bit of pee.
Okay. So my next thing is the Premom app slash the, it's called the Easy at Home Test from Amazon.
Yeah.
So it's a little set of ovulation test strips, and they also come with pregnancy test strips.
Yes.
And then the app is free, and you do your ovulation test, and then you just scan it on the app, and it'll tell you what percentage, or not what percentage, what like decimal you are ovulating.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're ovulating, it'll be over, like, a 1 point something. And mm-hmm. if you're not, it'll be, like, a 0.3 or a 0.2.
Yes.
And then it graphs it in the app. And the app is free. You just get the test strips.
Yes.
And you can – you also log, like, other symptoms, if you had sex, if you, like, had spotting or anything. It is so good. And then I get just these little tiny plastic pee cups. And I pee – I've gotten so good at peeing in a cup. And then I do the test strip. And it's just so much better than, like, trying to pee on a test.
Yes.
Oh, and they're so much cheaper. Like, the regular pee – like, pee sticks from, like, Walgreens or whatever are, like, $10 for five. This is, like, 100 tests for, like, 20 bucks.
I can totally attest to this.
You're the one who recommended it to me.
This is, like, what I got pregnant doing. And they're super nice because I think the, like, the key with that, I think two things. One, that it's synced up to the app, and the app tells you exactly, like, how, what it is. I've seen when I was, like, trying to conceive, there are people who would, like, take test strips and, like, tape them into a book.
I've seen that, too.
But then test strips get darker and darker the longer that they go for, and then also you just have, like, a bunch of, like, pee strips, like, taped down, and
it,
like
you said, it's not accurate because the strip is not valid after 3 minutes.
Yeah. And so, and also I just feel like, yeah, so I feel like it being tied to the app and the app telling you exactly what percentage you are is helpful, because I feel like a lot of times if you're, like, trying to be really hopeful, you're like, oh, that looks really dark, but in reality, it's, like, still lighter than the other line, and you're just, like, a 0.6 or whatever. And then the second thing is that they're really inexpensive, but they use, like, the same, is it technology?
Yeah.
Same whatever, as the other tests do, so you don't feel like you only are taking them when you could be ovulating.
Right.
Because that's the thing, like, when I got pregnant.
It's
like, have you heard that song, the, like, baby mama? Been pregnant
for way too long.
That's why I just said pregnant.
Are you and Kyle going to do a baby mama dance?
Okay, so.
That sounds so up Kyle's alley.
Okay, so we do it a lot at home, but, like, not recorded, because I feel like that's embarrassing.
Wait. Can we, maybe for the live show, either, maybe don't make you guys do it live, because that's a lot of pressure, but could we, like, record you guys doing the baby mama dance and play it? Because my parents are insisting that I play my first YouTube video at the live show, because it's private. And they're like, you have to play it at the live show. So I will play my first video if you make a baby mama dance and we play it.
Hard maybe. I might be more inclined to just
do it okay.
than record it, because I feel... I feel like I don't necessarily want to have that recorded, because I feel like that would be a really good prank to, like, for Kyle to, like, post it on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's, like, so cringy.
You have to do it.
Well, and we dance to it all the time, too. Yeah. So it's, like, we're already, like, I already know all the words.
Wait.
And Kyle's, like, very into dancing.
So would you guys do it at the live show?
Maybe. I'll report back.
Tickets for the live show in the description. You may or may not get to see Skylar and Kyle do the baby mama dance.
Also, the hard thing is that I used, because everyone knows, I used to do technical theater. So I used to work at the venue where we're doing the live show for, like, 2 years. So a lot of people who are going to be working the event are, like, my old coworkers.
So I think it's perfect.
So if I'm like, hey guys, so, like, just coordinating, like, these are the lighting levels we want, like, this is the da-da-da-da.
During my baby mama
So, we'll see. Hard maybe.
All right, how about
you'll have to come and see if it
happens. You'll
have to
come and find out. If you don't do it during the show,
okay,
will you do it at least at the reception?
Sure, for sure.
So it'll happen at, because I could sing it on karaoke.
Yeah.
And no, I should not sing the baby mama dance. And then you guys could do it.
Kyle will 1,000,000% do it.
Perfect.
Like, that's very up Kyle's alley.
Perfect.
Also, Kyle, I've had to tell him, like, 20 times, like, the live show isn't about you. Because he was telling me, he was like, so if you want, like, I could walk out on stage before you guys, and then I could do, like, an icebreaker. And I was like, what's, like, can you tell me your icebreaker? And he was like, well, my go-to icebreaker is that a polar bear comes out on the ice and then breaks it. It, like, told some, like, weird dad joke. And I was like, why would you come out before us and tell
a dad joke?
But so Kyle's he'll be dancing all night at the reception.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Just yes.
Okay. Do you have another one?
Oh, okay. So this was not on my list, but I just am swapping it for another thing. So in the same soup vein, because okay. I've been very into soups lately, there is a broth that they sell at like Sprouts and Whole Foods and whatever that is called not chicken broth. And it is game changing. Like, guys, if I can convince you to get one thing, if you're into soups and you're like vegetarian or vegan, not chicken broth is amazing.
Is it better than just, because I just use like vegetable broth.
Because that's what I've used for forever. Yeah. But not chicken broth, like, gives that like savory, salty, like thicker, good thing that comes with broths. Because I feel like sometimes vegetable broth, like, it tastes like vegetables, and then it's, like, kind of watery.
Right.
Like, compared to, like, if you actually were to take, like, a beef broth or whatever. Not chicken broth. Game changing.
Okay. I'm going to have to try. Because I make that chowder that I really like all the time in
You'll
fall.
You'll have to try it with not chicken broth.
I will.
I'll bring you a not chicken broth.
I'll report
when
back.
When you get back from vacation.
Okay.
Okay.
My next thing is my sit-stand desk. And I've only had this for, like, a week.
Yes. This is a new thing.
It's a new thing. So, whereas all the other things on this list are, like, tried and true. I've had them forever.
Mm-hmm.
This freaking desk is making my life. First of all, just sit-stand desks at all. Like, yeah. I love – because I – some days I'm on my feet all day filming and I just want to sit down. And some days if I'm, like – we're sitting down at the podcast right now. After this, the last thing I want to do is go sit in my chair. Yeah. So I raise it up and I just get to stretch out my back and do my little typing and – oh, it's just
you type
my
here.
It's just so good. I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
It's really cute watching you be like beep, and it like raises up, and you get so excited. I feel like the last thing I ever want to do is stand, especially when I'm pregnant. So, you like told me you sent me a text or you told me or whatever that you were getting like standing desks, and I didn't understand you were just getting one. I thought you meant like you were getting one for like
all
me,
of us.
You, and Carly, and I was like, oh God, like she's gonna spend all this money and I'm never gonna use it and I'm gonna feel real bad.
I'm glad I didn't get you a sit stand desk then.
Okay, my next thing.
Okay.
I know Sierra is going to laugh at this, but I feel like it's my civic duty to tell everyone.
Okay.
Meyers is the superior home spray, and especially if you stock up right now, they have an apple cider scent that is literally the greatest thing.
Wait, why would I make fun of you for that?
I feel like you don't, I feel like you, like, don't think, like, you don't, like, have, like, a,
I don't
like
have a favorite cleaner.
No. Like, that wouldn't be on your list.
No.
Of, like, wow, Meyers, go get
my
it.
Favorite house cleaner is my husband. Definitely recommend getting one. It makes cleaning the house so much easier.
Not just a husband, your husband.
My husband.
Definitely recommend hiring Steven for all of your house cleaning.
Clean
needs.
Your house.
I feel like Meyers is the best. I've tried like all of the natural like house cleaners. Like I've tried Seventh Generation and Honest and all the things.
Right.
I just feel like Meyers is superior and they have the best scents. Like in Christmas time, what's it called? They have like a fern one.
Ooh.
That smells kind of like a Christmas tree. But the nice thing about their scents is since they're like natural, it's kind of the same thing as my cinnamon whisk from
where
earlier.
It's not overpowering.
Where it's not like gross apple cider. It just genuinely smells like you used your apple peeler and they're like apples in the air.
That's so nice.
So,
Now I want to try that.
Because it actually works, which is a big thing with natural cleaners. I feel like some natural cleaners are like water and essential oils and like whatever. But it's, just 10 out of 10. Meyers.
Okay. My next thing, and I think I got you on board with this train. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
The Benefit Gimme Brow Gel.
Did I get you on this train.
Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. I didn't know that you were supposed to fill in your eyebrows until I was like 18 and Skylar showed me how to fill it in with eyeshadow and we would fill in our brows with eyeshadow so it was like sparkly. And then I was like, okay, I'm just gonna get a brow pencil, and I got like the Anastasia Beverly Hills brow pencil. But I am not I don't do heavy makeup. So if I pencil in my brow and make
it's
it
a lot
sharp and like really exact, it doesn't look right because the rest of my makeup isn't as heavy.
Yeah,
this brow gel just makes my brows look thicker and fuller mm-hmm. without making them really structured. So if you're someone yeah. who wants a structured brow and you don't like your natural brow shape, this isn't the product for you.
Yeah.
But if you just want and it's so easy to do. It's just like boom, 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 in, boom, 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 in. Yes. Whereas I used to spend like 15 minutes on my eyebrows alone. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 15 seconds.
Agree. The only thing that I do differently is I have like a little pot that uh-huh. has like gel in it. So I'll fill in like this middle part and then also my tails because my hair naturally is like, especially like my eyelashes and my eyebrow hairs is like white blonde.
Right.
So I do feel like I need a little more structure, like just when it comes to like my tails and stuff.
And then you use the...
Is that the technical...
Yeah, sure.
My tails I'll and my eyebrows.
My glasses off, so those of you on YouTube can see. But I have no makeup, zero on my face right yeah. now. I have naturally relatively dark brows.
Yeah.
So I just want them a little bit fuller.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to, like, fill them in. Yeah, so totally. It's... Ugh, so good.
Retweet. My next one is... kind of like broad. You can okay. use any brand you want. You can use whatever. Crystal and salt lamps are game changing.
Why?
So for so many reasons. One, they're really cute. Like they're like they a are cute, really cute like decor thing. Also, they're like the perfect amount of lighting for if you want like a like cozier vibe. Like I feel like they like cozy everything up.
Oh, I feel like that'd be a good bedside lamp.
Yes.
Because all the time before bed, Steven's like, oh, it's too bright. And I'm like, well, I'm reading. Like I want a little bit of light.
Yes, a million percent. And they like, depending on who you are and what you believe, there are some like quote unquote like health benefits to having them. I won't talk about any of that because I feel like that's all like whatever. But a big thing too is like when I was doing technical theater, the theater would be really dark and then I would want like just a little bit of work light, but I don't want like a hard like desk lamp.
Yeah.
And so it was like the perfect glow. Oh. Also, I feel like the glow is kind of like romantic. Like I do feel like if you're using it as like a bedside light, it's like a good
bow, bow, bow. Well,
and
bow.
Now, so they... Back when I was in, like, high school, middle school, they only had, like, pink Himalayan salt lamps. But now they make, I think they're called alkaline salt lamps mm-hmm. or crystal lamps, which are white, which is just, like...
Even better for
even
you.
Even better. So,
that's so great.
That's my next thing.
Okay. I think I only have... I have three left. How Same. Many do you have? Okay, yeah. Cool. So, the next one is... the Dry Bar Charcoal Scalp Scrub. So let me, I took a photo of the label again. It's called On the Rocks Charcoal Scalp Ooh. Scrub. It is an exfoliator and a shampoo. So it's like, it has like texture to it. Ooh. And you know how sometimes when, especially if you haven't washed your hair in like 4 days, your scalp gets kind yeah. of like flaky mm-hmm. and you feel like you need to like really yeah. scrub it. This makes your... It's like you have a fresh start again with your hair.
Yeah.
It's just they get it gets everything.
Ooh.
I absolutely love it.
That's so great. So two of mine are kind of like combined. Okay. And I had another one that's like kind of a dupe for that.
Okay.
So I'll throw that one in there.
Okay.
So I got this at Ipsy BeautyCon, one of the one conventions. Because it's a brand I like had never heard of. It's called Uncle Funky's Daughter.
Ooh.
And I think it's like made for people with like curly hair who like don't wash it as often because it's curly.
Right.
But it's the same thing where it's like a scalp kind of like scrub Ooh. Grainy thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I used to be someone who would wash my hair like every day because I hate the feeling of oily hair.
Yep.
I'm now able to wash it like two times a week.
Yep.
Yeah, like as of the last like month, which is wild for me.
Because I think it's you get a different level of clean yes. when you have that exfoliant.
It's Ugh. So good. So good. One. And it's nice because it's like, I think they sell it at like Target yeah. and like wherever. But yeah, Uncle Funky's Daughter.
That's so great.
Big fan. I think it's called Bye Bye Build Up.
Okay.
I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Link in description. Okay, what is your... Okay. Oh, I do my next one?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Or no, you do your okay, next one. Okay. We'll switch.
My next one is my bidet. Now, here's the thing. I wrote this down 2 days ago on my list, and I almost think I should take it off because my opinion has changed in the past 2 days. So here's the thing. We have a bidet that's just like a $50 attachment from Amazon.
Okay.
So we didn't have to like replace our toilet, but it's mm-hmm. fantastic. Love it. Different level of clean. Kind of like the scalp massager. Mm-hmm. However, the bidet attachment doesn't heat the water because it's just an attachment. which was fine in the summer, but now it was like 30 degrees last night and our pipes got all cold and I sat down and used the bidet and I was like, oh my gosh, it's freezing cold. So I don't know. Now I'm like, should I, is this even one of my favorite products? Like, because if I want a heated bidet, that's like $300.
I think I might have the solution. So I took this off my list.
Okay.
And I haven't tried the latter half of this, but it will be coming in the next week or so.
Did you get a bidet?
No. So we talked briefly on a previous podcast about how I love water wipes. They're like a specific brand of baby wipes that are like 99.999% water. Yes. So all the other baby wipes have like, I don't know, other essential oils and scents and whatever. But they make wipe warmers for baby wipes. And so
this is what I want.
So I think the perfect combination is you get a wipe warmer and then you put the water wipes in the wipe warmer and then you just pull out warm, moist towelettes. That might be the move.
That might
winter.
Be the move for winter.
That might
winter.
Be the move, ladies. I like that we literally were like, think like Zoella. Think like Alicia Marie.
Think like water squirting you in the butthole.
And then we're here like trying to come up with innovative wipes, ways to like wipe your ass.
Woo. Oh my Woo-wee, gosh. Folks. We're real beauty gurus.
Love that for us. Okay.
My next life hack is using a towel warmer to warm your butt wipes.
Wait, that's something that is not on my list.
Oh, your towel warmer.
I freaking love having a towel warmer.
I don't have one, but I want one. Should I put it on my Christmas list?
You should put it on your... That's what my mom got me like two Christmases ago. I love it.
Okay.
Like we said in this podcast, I like everything to feel like a spa. And what is better than like right before you hop in the shower, it takes 2 seconds. You just throw a towel in there, hit on... And then, like, just keep it right next to your bathroom. And then you just step out. You have a warm towel. Oh, so great.
That's so good.
So great. So, sorry adding that to my list.
No, that's great.
Okay. My next one will be Trader Joe's seasonings. So, pretty much everything is great at Trader Joe's. Like, I'm just, like, the biggest Trader Joe's fan of all time. But they have some seasonings that are innovative. Specifically, they have an everything but the bagel seasoning, which is literally my favorite thing in the world.
So it's, what is it?
So it's like everything bagel topping. So it's like poppy seeds and salt and sesame seeds and whatever. And it's just in a little shaker. But it's nice because if you are just a really big everything bagel fan, you can have an everything bagel cream cheese and then put it on top and it makes extra crunchy. Or if you like are postmating from Starbucks and you only have like they only have plain bagels, you can put it on top and it's great.
That's so good.
Kyle puts it on his avocado toast. It's great on like everything.
That's so good.
Big fan.
Okay.
They also have like onion salt that's really delicious.
One of my freaking life hacks. Onion salt is fantastic.
They have and like garlic salt. They have like a mushroom one that's really good. They have a lot of Their seasonings are the bomb.com.
Okay, my last one.
Okay.
No one could have seen this coming. White Claw. Here's the thing.
Okay.
So White Claw is great for you just to drink on your own.
Yeah.
Right? I learned last night during Halloween, it's a fantastic thing for like beer pong or Rage Cage because it's not as like heavy.
Yeah.
So you can, if you're playing it, like we were going to play Rage Cage, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do half the table with just soda water for the people who aren't drinking.
Yeah.
And then the other half the table, I'll do beer. And then someone else was like, can you do White Claw for mine? Oh, White Claw for mine, White Claw for mine. I'm like, so everyone wants White Claw who's drinking. And everyone's like, yeah. And I'm like, cool, easy. So we had half the table White Claw, half the table soda water.
That is so smart. I mean, I've never tried White Claw.
Yeah.
But I've tried Truly.
But just and seltzer water in general.
Like, that just makes so much more sense.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
Game changer.
So that's my last one. And there ain't no laws.
I like that you're ending your last one on your favorite product. I'm also going to end mine on my last product.
Okay.
So this is two combined.
Okay.
But they like go together.
Okay.
So I had this debate with Carly and Tony recently.
Okay.
And I've had it with many people many times in my life.
Okay.
By far, the best mason jars are from Hobby Lobby.
Yes. Because, you were talking about this.
First of all, literally, like, half the days of the week, they're 40% off. So they're already so inexpensive. And then also, like, You can get them for 40% off. Also, they have gold lids, which I just find much more visually appealing. Also, they don't have any labeling on them. So most mason jars have, like, ball mason jar will have, like, flowers or whatever. But if you're sticking labels on it, you don't want, like, a bunch of other words and dimensions and textures. And they're, like, the perfect size because they're bigger than regular mason jars. So they can, like, hold stuff. But they aren't, like, gigantic.
Right.
So, big fan. And then in tandem with that, probably my most used product in all of life.
Yes. Your label maker?
My label maker.
Do it.
This is called the Dymo Label Maker. I am such a huge fan. It's like the perfect, it's super inexpensive. It's like super reliable. It's super durable. Like it's, we have jars that we've stuck it onto that have lasted us like 3 years. That's like it doesn't like fall off. And it's like really cute. Right. It's like a little black label and it has like little pressed or like raised white letters
on really
it.
It's really cute.
And it's just so great. So if you're someone like me and you like hate just a ton of packaging, super inexpensive, super wonderful, and you can use it for literally everything. Like even like our cat treats, yeah. Like we just have in a mason jar that says like cat treats. And it's nice because then like also from a more sustainable standpoint, like we try and buy all of our like flour and sugar and stuff at Sprouts. That way we can buy it in bulk and then you just put it in the mason jar. That way, first of all, if you're in a small space, you don't have to have these like big bags of flour and like whatever else, trail mix. But then also like you're not getting that unnecessary packaging that comes with it. So that's my last one.
That's so nice. Well, we were planning on doing advice today, but we're running a little bit late. Yeah. So I'm sorry. We're going to skip advice again. I'm so sorry. Aww. But next week, I promise we will have advice. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah.
Links are hopefully in the description.
Links are in the description.
They are. They're there. Done. Or link in the description commented them.
Exactly.
And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, subscribe.
All right, bye.